There has been a lot of discussion lately about mindfulness, mindful yoga, mindful eating, and it turns out mindful eating might just be the answer to losing weight. Carolyn Dunn, professor and head of the Department of Youth, Family, and Community Sciences, North Carolina State University. Hello, Professor Dunn.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. You would agree that we sure are talking a lot about mindfulness these days, aren't we?
We are. It's been around for a while, you know. For hundreds of years, it's been a part of the Buddhist tradition, and now we're learning that it has certainly some applications to health.
Now I want to look at your research. When it comes to mindful eating, how do you describe that?
Mindful eating means eating with purpose and eating with awareness, being really aware of the foods that we choose. So often, we go through our day and we just come across food, we eat the foods we normally eat, we go through the drive-thru, we always pick this sandwich or that order of fries, and that's just what we eat. We get the things that we're used to or the things that we come across, not being purposeful and mindful of choosing the foods that we really want to eat.
Now I want to talk more about your research, specifically how you found the benefits of mindful eating when it came to, I guess, the weight scale.
Exactly. So we have participants that work with us in a program that we have, Eat Smart, Move More, Weigh Less, and we teach them about the behaviors that are consistent with a healthy weight, things that are no surprise to you or anyone of your listeners, eating more fruits and vegetables, eating smaller portions. But we teach them this in a way that we help them to be mindful about the way they're eating. So each lesson includes an aspect of how they can be more mindful. And one of the big things that we talk to our participants about, and the research bears this out, is the importance of tracking your food. Even if you do this just for a few days, writing down or taking a picture of everything that you eat. We have a saying, if you bite it, write it. So if you eat something, write it down. If you only do this for a few days and look back over that, you'll be just so surprised at the things that you forgot that you probably ate. Oh, I didn't remember that I had dessert at lunch, and then I had dessert again at dinner. Or I didn't remember that I went through the drive-thru now three times this week and went to that same fast food restaurant. It just really brings us back to thinking about the foods that we're choosing.
So that's the mindfulness as you're going through your day. What about the mindfulness as you're actually eating a meal?
Absolutely. That is just as important. So you've got your meal in front of you. We encourage people to, when they eat, for that to be a singular event. In other words, when you eat, only eat. Don't do email. Don't be reading a book. Don't be watching television, checking your email. When you eat, do it as a singular event. And what we like to tell participants is make that first bite as long as you possibly can. Take that first bite of whatever you're eating. Savor it. Smell it. What does it taste like? What does it feel like in your mouth? Think about the foods that you're eating and enjoy the foods that you're eating. And that doesn't mean eat alone or in solitude. Certainly eating with someone is a great way to be mindful. You can talk to that person about what you're eating, how it was prepared, how you can prepare it differently next time. So it's really paying attention to what you're eating. I know you've done this. I have. You're eating something and you look down and you're like, I don't even remember eating that. And it's gone. The bag of chips is gone or the plate of food is gone. When you're eating mindfully, we encourage people to enjoy every bite and to be very aware of the foods that they're eating.
Carolyn, you have to tell me then the research and the benefits you found when you actually had participants go through those mindful steps.
Well, we had a scale that we used that colleagues had developed and validated to show us whether people were eating with awareness, whether they were eating out of emotional cues, or they really were eating out of hunger. And we did that at the beginning of the program, and we did it at the end of the program. And we had two questions. One, were we able to help people to eat more mindful? And if we were able to help people to eat more mindfully, did that help them with their weight? And the answer to both of those questions was yes. We could help people to develop skills that allowed them to eat with purpose and eat with awareness. And when they did that, we saw that those participants lost more weight than the participants that didn't increase in the mindfulness questionnaire, the mindfulness scale.
It was a significant difference, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And we were quite surprised that it was as different as it was. But that just goes to show that when we pay attention to the things that we're eating, it doesn't mean that we have to give up our favorite foods. It means that when we do have those favorite foods and those foods that we know we shouldn't consume on a regular basis, things that are higher in calories and things that we would consider sometimes foods, just having a few bites eating them in a mindful way will make you feel satisfied so that you're not overeating, especially those higher calorie foods.
Great research. Thanks for sharing it with us, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Carolyn Dunn, professor and head for the Department of Youth, Family, and Community Sciences, North Carolina State University.